Hello, space traveler. Welcome to another episode of Cosmic CEO. In this podcast, we'll be diving into business energetics, manifestation, and a lot of random things in between. Our host is known to take a few non-entrepreneurial related side quests, so you'll get a little bit of entertainment during your time on our channel, too. This is anything but a typical business podcast for anything but typical CEOs. Is that you? Perfect. Volume up, buckle your seatbelts, we're heading off to the Cosmic CEO universe.
Time is X minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to another episode of Cosmic CEO. I am so excited about today's episode slash slightly nervous slash figuring out all the like logistics of it. If you were just listening to this on audio, you won't know this, but I actually recorded this via video and I'm recording this on a super high quality mic setup. So I feel super excited about everything, but also overwhelmed. And I've also been working on this for like hours. And also, I feel like I forgot how to podcast even before I had this big setup. But maybe now I'm like, I needed to get so bad at it that the thought of introducing something new wasn't scary. Because before, I would like set this up to record and I would just get so nervous that immediately I would like stop recording after like 5 seconds, because it's just weird when you go from before I was recording my podcast just like on my phone in my car, not thinking about anything besides the content that I was like putting out, and just like kind of stream of consciousness style was recording things. And then to go from like having good lighting and thinking about what outfit I'm wearing and like making sure my mascara doesn't look freaky. I don't even really wear mascara, but like making sure my eyeliner doesn't look freaky. I don't know if it does right now, actually. By this point, I've been moving stuff around for like 2 hours, so it might be smearing. Also, I shaved my eyebrows. That's something, if you're watching the video. If you're not watching the video, it might be worth watching just to look at my eyebrows. Like, actually, today's been low-key crazy. I feel like I have been on drugs all day. It's 420 today. I didn't partake of any substances. I am sober right now. I'm not sober long term, but I'm sober right now. And because actually my astrologer specifically told me, do not do drugs on April 20th. I don't know if she was thinking about it, like being 420, but I've been kind of sad about it. Not really. I'm not big into weed, but it has been something I've been thinking about. But I feel like I've been on drugs all day. Like, it's been such a weird energy, but I don't feel like I've been on weed. I feel like I, like, literally every single second of every single minute of today, I feel like I, like, did coke. Like, that's literally how the energy feels, which I heard somebody talking about, I guess, the conjunction or something that's happening astrologically today will feel that way. But moments like that are when I'm like, astrology is real, because I had no idea about that. I had heard people like kind of talking about something happening today, but I didn't know. And I have been like on one to the point that I'm like, am I good? Like, I mean, I shaved my eyebrows. Like, that's, I think, when you maybe go, am I good? But I actually think they look really cute. I feel like there's those things that like you procrastinate doing for a while that you've wanted to do. And every single time I do them, I'm like, why did this take me so long? Which I haven't really been thinking about shaving my eyebrows for that long. I honestly think maybe today was the first day I thought about it. But I bleached my eyebrows at the beginning of the month, probably longer, a couple months ago. And I bleached them because I was going to dye them green, because I was also going to dye my hair green. And I bleached them and I was like, wait, I actually kind of like this. Now, the one thing is that I will say is my brows are microbladed. And so I got them microbladed literally like over 5 years ago. And I do want to say this. If you're a microblader, I love you. No shade. You guys got to stop saying that this only lasts 18 months. At least that's what I was told. And so I didn't really think much of it. And now I'm like, I like have a face tattoo that I didn't really consent to because it was supposed to fade in 18 months. I think they said 18 months to 2 years. And now I'm like, I have these weird freaking tattooed eyebrows. That, to me, like, people acted so shocked when I said I wanted to shave my brows. Versus when you say you're going to get your eyebrows microbladed, nobody thinks twice about it. And it's like, brows grow back. Versus microblading, like, it's a tattoo on your face. Not that I really, like, overthink tattoos anyways, but just something to think about.
This week's episode is brought to you by Million Dollar Brand Academy, a year-long online experience designed to help you create your most magnetic, money-making brand. Enrollment closes soon.
I've forgotten how to podcast. I'm serious. I just feel like lately I haven't been able to articulate my words through voice as clear as I normally can. And I think that's maybe because I've been trying too hard or something. I don't know. And it's just been a long break between podcast episodes. Not really, but my last podcast episode, I promised an episode on building a million-dollar business. And that was my mistake because I should never promise anything, but I have to get over that. Like, I have to, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like my higher self is just telling me, like, the solution that my higher self gives a lot of times is just like, quit being a little bitch. Like, literally, that is the solution that my higher self gives me. And so with like things like with podcasting, it's like all these things I wanted to do that I keep procrastinating. And it's just like, quit being a little bitch, just do the thing. Podcasting is hard. Okay, cool. Well, press record. Like, my higher self, I don't know if it's my higher self or maybe it's like a version of me that's like spicy. I don't know. I don't know who it is. I don't know which one of my selves it is. Maybe it's like my Virgo moon self. I don't know. But she's not dramatic and she doesn't like put up with my drama. And that's actually who I need to talk to most of the time. Cause when I hear that, I'm like, yeah, why am I like making such a big deal out of nothing? And also it's like the only way I'm going to get better at podcasting and get back in the groove of it is maybe doing a dumb podcast episode. I do think the hard thing has felt like because I'm putting all this pressure on like, okay, showing up on video now, it like has to be this big different thing. I like, I have this story in my mind that like, I'm going to post it on YouTube and like get so many views. And like, in reality, I'll probably get 3, if that. Like, I don't have a big YouTube following. So it's just so funny, the like stories that we put around things. But I feel like I've kind of forgotten how to podcast. And so with today's episode, I am going to actually do my free coaching series via audio. So on my Instagram, every once in a while, I'll post a question box that says free coaching. And I just have you like put whatever you can fit into the question box of like what you're going through and what you need support around. And then I'll kind of give you a little bit of advice around it, give you free coaching essentially. But I thought it would be fun to do that on the podcast. And I also feel like it would be an easy way to get back into podcasting now that I'm like being so weird about it versus like just answering people's questions feels really easy. Okay, before we get into the free coaching, and we may end up having to skip this part because I'm having a hard time talking about it without making myself sound like a really pessimistic nihilist. But I started watching the new series on Amazon Prime called Fallout. It's based off of the video game Fallout. I've never played the video game. I had an ex who played it. But I was just always so into the aesthetic because it's like very, what's the word? Like, it's like atomic punk retro futuristic. That is like what I want my brand to be. Atomic punk retro futuristic. Okay, so that's what Fallout is. It's atomic punk retro futuristic. The aesthetic is so cool. I was always obsessed with it because of the aesthetic. But it's like a video game. So it's like a, you like run around shooting people and that's like not really my thing. No offense if it is your thing, but I like video games where I can like build stuff. If they made a Fallout that was like, you could like build your own like bunker and that's all it was, it would be really fun. But what the story of the TV show is, I'm not exactly sure like the storyline of the different video games. But the story of the TV show is there was a huge atomic bomb. It wiped out the world. Rich people went into bunkers. And there was, I don't know, I'm only 3 episodes in, 4 episodes in. But there's also land dwellers, and the people have been in the bunkers for like hundreds of years. And so the land dwellers are like very barbaric. Like they're very almost like cavemanish. Like they're not very smart. And then the people in the bunkers, well, this one colony, they just are super naive. And like, even within that group, there's this one girl who goes out to on this mission. I'm not going to give any spoilers. And she's like the only probably like benevolent character in the series. But watching it for some reason gave me this nihilistic breakthrough. And that sounds sad. And I don't mean it in a sad way, but I think I always have this idea, this like weird save the world archetype inside me. And like, that embarrasses me to even say, because I feel like my shadow is the fact that like, I actually do try to be a good person. And like, I want to act like I'm like this villain archetype, and it's not true to who I am. I care actually a lot about people, and I care about like the world and people as a whole. And like, I question all the time, like capitalism and just the things that I have, and like if it's jacked up to make it, like all these things, like I go down these spirals, and it's like a really big thing that I think about all the time. I even have like a really hard time watching, like I only watch movies where people are like doing really well financially, because if I watch movies where people aren't, it makes me feel like so guilty. It makes me feel so guilty for my life, so guilty for what I've built. And I just like have this, I don't know, I get like really spirally about it. And I have this image in my mind that like I've just always had, where it's like this like picture perfect, picturesque, like everybody living in these little houses, probably creepy. Most people would probably think this image was creepy, but I love like a creepy suburbia type vibe. But like everybody living in these perfect houses, and everyone has their own little small business, and it's like all working out fine. And in my mind, my job is teaching everybody how to like make money doing what they love. And that's like this little thing I've created in my mind. And so when I hear about people not doing so well, I feel this like, and it's so weird. I'm like, who do I think I am? I don't know. It's just maybe like a little bit of like religious programming of like, you need to save everyone. You need to teach them the word. You need, I don't know what it is. Probably that. So I have this like thing in my mind where I'm like, I need to save everyone. And if I could just do this, then like the world would be okay. And then it would, people like, I don't know, when I'll hear like things about like climate change and like how devastating it is and how bad it is, the thought that comes up after that is like, oh my God, I have to teach people how to make money so that they can afford to have the time to like think of solutions to these climate change problems. It's like always this like heaviness around like, I need to show up more and like help people make more money and whatever. And it's like with this like ending that it's going to be like the world is perfect and everything's happy and like it's all good. And watching Fallout, and I know it's like a super extremist apocalyptic example, right? Like it's like after nuclear war wipes out the entire world. It's not a real life example, but it could be. I mean, let's not go there, but it could be. but what it's made me realize watching it is, this is like a positive podcast, and I don't even know if I want to share this. I might end up taking this whole part out. Trigger warning, nihilistic, pessimistic. Okay, skip over this if you want to. But part of me healed realizing that I think humans will die off. I don't think humans are going to live forever, which is maybe obvious to say, but just like watching this and realizing like the innate selfishness that we all have, and that I think is part of being human and part of being alive. When it comes down to it, when there's scarcity involved, as there is always, there's yes, abundance is real, but also lack is real. Like it's both real. Abundance can't be real without lack also being real. That's just how the balance works. This feels so serious as I'm talking about this and it's on video and there's this light in front of me. So I don't know, maybe I'll cut all of this. Sometimes I hold myself back from talking about everything that I'm feeling because I want this podcast to feel like a place that I'm like cheering you on. But sometimes like my weird breakthroughs that have nothing to do with anything, like I wish somebody would have told me a year ago, like humans are doomed. There's like two types of people. I've talked about this with my best friend and like she feels depressed thinking about like just being a number. Like, you know, when you like zoom out on the earth and you keep zooming, there's like those TikToks. It like keeps zooming out. And you like see yourself in the galaxy. You don't see yourself. It's just like literally like a speck that you can't even see. So my friend, she hates that because she wants to feel like everyone's a main character, everyone's important. And then me, I see that and I feel the biggest like amount of relief. I can't tell you how much relief I feel after seeing something like that. So I don't know, maybe this is like the nihilistic versus like optimistic type personality, which I do feel like I'm like mostly optimistic, but I feel like when the optimism feels like it's not working, I don't know, maybe it's like a thing with acceptance too. And that's something I've been thinking a lot too with manifesting about, is like how acceptance plays into it and how most manifestation talk is like it's avoidant of what's actually happening right now. And that takes you out of your power. That takes you out of the power of choice. If you're not even looking at your current life situation, your current circumstances right now. And so maybe me being like humans are doomed is like actually acceptance in a really powerful way. And it's maybe a detachment of like, instead of me feeling like I have to save every single human, which again, it's so cringe to say that. Like I know that that's not even possible. And like, I don't have what every human needs to be saved. It's like this most embarrassing hero complex situation that like I wish didn't exist, but it kind of does. But that hero died. I really liked Fallout. I mean, I want to watch some more of it. It's super gory. It's like, it's so gory that it's not even disturbing anymore because you're seeing people's like heads be like literally like squished in like with like a robot hand. This is so hard to talk into this microphone because maybe that's what I need to change. Hold on. I'm rearranging. I just want it to be in a place that I can talk and not have to like think about talking clearly into it. How do people do this? Like, they're like, your microphone is in the right place, but then you're looking at the camera and you're keeping track of all your notes. This is like my new, I'll figure it out. Fallout, humans are doomed, low key, in my opinion. I'm just gonna go into the next part because I might cut all of that out because I don't know if it had any sort of value to anyone. Let's just get into the free coaching, okay? So first question, wanting to start a podcast, afraid I'm not articulate enough and will run out of ideas. Okay, hi. Me talking about like having a hard time podcasting again. Truly, the only way you learn how to do something is by doing it. And I know that's the most annoying answer ever. Something that I think could be a fun idea to try, if you're somebody who's wanting to start a podcast, but it feels really overwhelming, is just record random episodes for fun. Like just literally use your phone as you're driving in your car and just press record and talk about what you'd like to talk about. Don't think about posting it. Like literally these are just your practice episodes. And probably once you like actually sit down to record like a podcast episode, it'll probably feel scary again because it's like this whole story about it's serious and whatever. But I think just getting yourself used to talking out loud and having conversations with yourself, because that is the weird thing about podcasting. If you're going to do a primarily solo podcast, is getting used to talking to yourself. So that's the first thing that I would say. As far as running out of ideas, this idea that we like run out of something is going to keep us in that like scarce place of like only having a certain amount of ideas. I notice if I'm holding on to an idea, I don't get as many ideas because that idea is like taking up space in my mind. So as soon as I talk about that thing, something new is coming through, right? So it's like realizing that those ideas are going to continue to come. And if they don't continue to come, what did you lose? You're never going to lose anything by starting a podcast. I also think like podcasting is very long game. It's long vision, or what's the word? Podcasting is a long game. It's end game. It's what's the word I'm looking for? Podcasting is like, it's big vision, and it does take a lot of work. Like being consistent with a podcast, that doesn't even have to mean like every single week, but just posting and then posting again and posting again, it does take a lot of work. So I think asking yourself, like, is this something you really want to do? You don't know until you try. But I also like think a really freeing thought to have is if you're not doing it, you don't want to yet. And just letting that be true. And instead of having this idea of like, oh, I should be doing more, I should be doing this, I want to do this, why haven't I started yet? You don't want to, or you would start. And I don't mean that in like a rude way. I just mean that in a way of like, free up the thoughts in your mind that are feeling guilty that you haven't started yet. And just let yourself start when you're ready to start. I do this with everything in my business, literally. Like I've stopped forcing myself to do certain things because I know as soon as I start to force it, first of all, it's not going to sound fun anymore. And I'm going to want to rebel against myself. I'm not going to want to do the thing. The other thing that I feel like happens is when you say, I guess I don't want to, or I would be doing it, you kind of like restore this trust within yourself. Instead of, if you're constantly telling yourself, I should be doing this, why am I not doing this? You're like telling yourself over and over again that you're not doing enough. And so as far as like wanting to do something and feeling afraid, like what if you just told yourself, oh, I guess I don't want to do it bad enough yet. And like, let that be enough. And there's no shame story around that. There's no guilt. It's just like, I guess not yet. My dad told me this thing about ADHD, which I feel like this could be like applicable to anyone. But with ADHD, there's like two times. There's either now or not now. And so it's like, you're either going to do something now or it's not now. And that's like literally all your mind, the only way your mind computes tasks. But I think about that with things. If I'm like feeling like, oh, I need to be doing this thing, it's like, am I going to do it now or not now? And I don't think it was meant to be like a tool to use. I think he was just like telling me that he had learned that that's what ADHD was. But it's been really freeing for me just to be like, now or not now. And like letting that decision happen in the moment. And surprisingly, when I tell myself that, a lot of times I'll be like, oh, I'll do it now. Like, because there's not this story around it, right? It's like now or not now. So that's something fun to try with like wanting to start a podcast, now or not now. The other thing is just start practicing, and just, you're not going to lose anything, right? Like you can start a podcast with your phone. So just start recording things. You don't have to post them. Always tell yourself that you don't have to post them. And if you post it and you hate it, you can always delete it. Okay, next question. Coming up with unique marketing ideas. Honestly, like consume. And I don't mean consume content on Instagram. I mean consume art, consume movies, consume books, consume stories, and always be thinking about how you could implement that story into your business. I'm trying to think of an example. I feel like I really like to use nostalgia. Like nostalgia is like one of the things that I like to pull upon when I'm thinking about marketing ideas. And so look at marketing from past eras. Look at marketing from, like, there's so much that you can pull from, but I would never say to look at other people's marketing to come up with those marketing ideas. I've never once looked at someone else's marketing to come up with my marketing ideas. It's fully, I'm just always thinking about what stories can I tell with my products. And I'm obsessed with stories. Like I'm obsessed with movies. I'm obsessed with books. I'm obsessed with like the aesthetic of it. And so coming up with unique ideas, I feel like you just have to start thinking outside of the box. Go to a movie with the intention of, how could I use this story, use a similar story to sell something in my business? And you don't have to actually use it, but just get your brain used to like thinking about things in a different way. Okay, the next one is figuring out a funnel and automation. So I don't have a funnel in my business. I have like little mini funnels that I've set up that are like super duper casual. I'm actually in this stage of my business, I'm working on adding a lot more of that. I always had this idea that it had to be super duper hard and it had to be this thing of like the perfect setup and the perfect flow and have strategy in every single word. And what I'm realizing of how simple it gets to be is like somebody signing up for your newsletter, and this is just a series of emails you send them after they sign up for your newsletter or after they sign up for a freebie or whatever. But I just think about like, I imagine someone new coming to me. This is how I'm planning my funnel anyway. I imagine someone new coming to me and I think, what are like the 5 emails I want to send them and what's the offer I want to send them that feels like an immediate yes for them? And I don't think about it as them sitting there reading their emails. I think about, this is a new friend that I met and I'm going to run into them 5 different times in the next month. What are the things I'm talking to them about? What are the things I'm telling them about me and that I'm working on? And what am I asking them about themselves? And keep it really conversational, at least for me. That's what I'm focused on, because people can tell an automated email. Like, first of all, they're already going to know that this funnel is automated, but they can tell when it's like a perfectly templated, written out, like every single other funnel email. And so as I'm building mine, I'm really trying to be casual with it and really personal, because I don't think a lot of people are doing that. Okay, next question. Consistency is not authentic to me. I am chaotic. How do I grow an audience unconventionally? Okay. This is like maybe controversial. I think consistency is authentic to everyone. We wake up every single day. And that's how easy I want like certain parts of your business building to feel. Like, I'm not saying you get out of bed every day, but we open our eyes every single day. And that's consistency. Everything runs in a cycle in women, if you have a uterus, if you have a period, in the world, in nature. And so this idea of consistency, first of all, I think there's so many stories around what that has to look like, and that meaning daily, when it doesn't have to mean daily. Like, time is fake. And so consistency just means doing the same thing over and over again. And not even the same thing, but doing something over and over again. And so that's the first thing. Also, the next thing is, what do you mean authentic? Because authenticity, like, it changes based on who you're being and based on what you want to create. And the more you do something, the more you do something, the more times you're getting to roll the dice with life. That's literally what I think about my actions as, is it's like, it's just me rolling the dice. And the more I can make those actions feel easy, the more times I'm going to roll the dice. When I can make those actions automatic through something like a funnel, I'm rolling the dice all the time without me even having to put my energy into it. But I think you have to ask yourself, do I want this, right? Because part of, and this sounds like negative maybe, I don't know. I don't know why I'm like being so like self-conscious about my realism, I guess. But you have to ask yourself, like, maybe you don't want an audience. Do you want an audience? If you do want an audience, how can you make consistency work in a way that you can actually stick with it? What are you telling yourself consistency has to look like? What are things that you do literally every single day? How can you start showing yourself that it's actually easy for you to be consistent? Also, do you need an audience for what you're wanting to create? I truly believe, like, I'm the biggest believer with social media that, like, we just have to get over our bullshit with it and learn how to communicate in this way, because it's the way that everyone's communicating. And no matter if you have a business or not, having a social media presence is going to benefit you. And that's just the world we live in. And so I kind of would go back to this story about like acceptance. You got to either accept where you're at with your lack of consistency, or be like, how can I make this work for me? And I guess you saying, how do I grow an audience unconventionally? You're maybe wanting to know more of about that, which there's so many ways you can do this, but none of it is like as powerful as social media. I partially wonder with you if there's another platform that would feel easier for you. For example, me with Threads, I've grown so fast over there because I can't shut up. Like, I'm telling you, I sometimes will post like 20 threads in one day, and I'm half the time saying like, oh, don't post that. So like, I could be posting more, and that's a really easy place for me to show up versus other people. TikTok is the easy place for them to show up versus other people. It's a newsletter. And so I think it's like asking yourself, where are the places that it's easy for you to show up? And then maybe giving yourself permission to like not have to do the thing. I believe anyone can build a business. I believe anyone can grow an audience, but I don't believe everyone actually wants to. And so it comes back to this thing of kind of being like, well, I guess I don't want it yet if I'm not showing up consistently. And like letting that be the story, but again, with no shame, no like stories around like, oh, I can't, like, I don't want to like discourage in any type of way. But I also kind of like, I don't know, I just like feel like this tough love energy right now where I'm just like, I'm so sick of seeing people who are really good at what they do holding themselves back because of like things that are just like so not that big of a deal. Like it's really not that hard to show up on social media every single day. You can plan stuff ahead. You can like, and trust me, these are the exact same things I have to tell myself all the time because I get in the story of like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to show up today. And I'm not saying you have to show up every single day, but it's easy just to get out of the habit of it. And so reminding yourself that like, maybe this isn't all that big of a deal. And so maybe because of that, I can make it like feel really super simple and easy. I feel like that was a lot. And there was a lot of different little random avenues I could take this down. And this is the hard thing about doing the free coaching is I'm like, I want to hear more about like exactly, I want to hear your response. But that's what I would say as of right now. Sending you love. If you're not watching the video, I'm doing heart hands. This is embarrassing, but I fear I care what people think of me. Of course you do. That's not embarrassing at all. I care so much what people think of me. Like, I definitely do care. The difference is I care more about what I think of myself and I care more about creating what I want. And that's what it comes down to. And that's what like everything comes down to with like consistency and showing up and doing the hard things and like freaking working for 3 hours a night to like set this up so I can record an episode during my launch. And like, I just really care about what I'm doing. And I care about that way more than I care what other people think of me. And I think that's kind of maybe what I would recommend is find something you care about so much that what other people think of you, it fades away because you're not even focused on that because you're focused on the thing that you love. Open an event studio. What kind of free to create content can I share to get booked? Okay. So an event studio, free to create content. So exciting. I didn't read any of these through, by the way, so I'm like coming up with the answers on the go, which I feel like usually is the best. I mean, honestly, what I would do in that situation is before I was creating free content is I would be hosting free events. So, you could get people to like sponsor you. That's what I would be doing. I would be hosting a ton of free events and then just taking a ton of content there. I would work with brands who wanted, like if an event studio came to me and said, hey, will you host an event here? You can do it for free. You just have to pay for the expenses and then let us take a bunch of pictures to promote it. I would be like, hell yes. Like then I would have no risk in the game, right? Because I wouldn't have to pay for the rental. So I would just get as many people there as possible and then take as many photos as possible. Take reels. I think people just need a reminder of like what hosting an event could look like. That's what I would do personally. I think this is the last question I'm going to answer. There were so many other good ones. Oh, I do want to touch on the naming one before I end with the last question. Somebody said, I have an idea for a biz, having trouble coming up with a name for it. That one is an easy answer. Just name it something. You can always change it later on down the road. Your name is the least important part of your business, in my opinion, because I've changed the name of my business multiple times. I have so many clients who, like, their actual business name is different than the business that they are branded as. They're, like, filed as, like, doing business as, and then they have their name. It's the least important part. That's just something that's holding you back. You can always change the name. Just choose one and keep moving forward. That's the biggest thing that I would say with that. Okay, last question that I'm going to end with, and this is the question that I heard that made me want to do this. I got the question after I had already made the graphic on my Instagram sharing about free coaching, and I was like, oh, I really need to talk about this. Okay, so drum roll. I feel like a lot of people are going to relate with this. I've used all the manifesting tools, taken bold, aligned action, and still no results 1.5 years later. Help. If you feel like manifestation isn't working for you, throw it away. Throw away manifestation, decide it isn't true, then what? Because that's the important part. That's the important, like, bold, aligned action to take. I like fully encourage you, if you feel like you're in this place where you're, like, burned out and you're just, like, bitter towards it and you hate all the manifestation advice, like, completely throw it away and tell yourself, like, this isn't real. So now what are you going to do? There's been multiple times in my business that I'm like, manifestation isn't real. It's not all of the things that I believe. Like, I still firmly believe in energetics and all of that. But that's why business principles and branding principles and, like, marketing, structure and strategy is so important to me, because that works whether or not manifestation is real. And kind of like before, what I was saying about, I feel like every single action that I take, I'm just throwing the dice. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes I get lucky, sometimes I'm unlucky. And, like, there's so much more that could go into that. But when I'm doing things in my business, I'm just thinking about how can I roll that dice as often as possible, but also within the structure of doing the things that I know work. And so for you, if you're wanting to build a business, I highly recommend you completely throw away manifestation. Don't think about it. It doesn't feel like it's inspiring at you at this point. It feels like you're over it. And I do want to tell you, like, you're not doing anything wrong. I think sometimes if we're trying to embody these principles that everybody's telling us works for them and it doesn't work for us, it starts doing the opposite thing and it makes us feel shitty about ourselves. And so throw it away and focus on just, like, how am I going to build my business now? Maybe you're like, I don't even want to build a business anymore. That's okay. I didn't realize this episode was going to be me telling a lot of you to not build your business. But here's why I'm saying that. Because I know that you're probably going to hear it and you're like, no, this is literally the thing that I want more than anything. Okay, prove it. That is 100% a challenge. Prove it. For real. And I'm not saying that in a rude way. Like, I want you to prove it to me. I want you to show that you actually really care about this thing and not showing it to the universe. Not, like, show it to yourself. Okay, manifestation isn't real. Now what? What are you going to do now if that is the truth that you are choosing to believe in? Something that I notice with a lot of my, like, higher level clients is a lot of times they'll have this belief that, like, oh, what if it's a fluke? What if I just got lucky over and over again and then one day it's just gonna all go away? Okay, what if it is a fluke? Is it? Like, is it a fluke? Or if it was a fluke, could you figure out what to do? Like, more than anything that I want you to believe in, I want you to believe in yourself. And I want you to believe that it's possible for you to learn the things that you need to learn to run a business. Business is a skill. Knowing how to run a business is a skill. It's something you can learn and it's something you have to learn. Nobody comes down and just knows exactly what to do in business. Yes, maybe there's people with, like, certain gifts or they were raised in a certain way that they, like, learned those things more easily. But you can learn how to run a business. And this is where I sometimes get just, like, pissed off with, like, how manifestation and business are, like, so intertwined. Because I think sometimes people think that, like, it's just, like, this, like, magical thing, which it is. I love business and it's so magical to me. And it's, like, the most magical, fun game and experiment in the entire world. Like, I I am so fulfilled by just business as like a whole. And also the way it's tied with manifestation makes it feel like it's just like this fluffy thing. And like business is, there's weight to it. It's so much more than like just manifesting an extra $200. Like you're building something, you're building a brand, you're wanting to build an empire, whatever size that empire looks like, it doesn't matter. You're still building something. And it's so much more than something that like you need to think positively about, like, or something that you need to embody or whatever. Like you're actually taking action that is going to build a brand. And so my advice to anybody who is feeling burnt out by manifestation stuff or worried it's all going to fall to the ground is like, I triple dog dare you to be hotter and richer and more successful than you've ever been, just because you want to experience what it's like, and not because you're trying to like manifest this fluffy thing, but like because you believe you can make it happen. And then you don't just believe you can make it happen, but you actually take the steps to make it happen because you're that excited about what you're creating. Okay, I love you. I'm sorry if this was too tough love, but I also know you can handle it. Okay, I'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Cosmic CEO. Until next time, happy money making.